FNC's Carlson, Trump-Raffensperger call used by Democrats. Media to divert your attention from GA Senate race. By Jeff Poor on January 5, 2021. Monday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson opened his program warned of consequences if Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff are elected, adding that he saw the call between President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger as something being used to divert attention away from the Georgia Senate race. Transcript as follows. Carlson, the other point though, of vacation is to regain some perspective. And New Year's is a handy time to do it, a time to assess the big picture, where we've been and where we're headed next. So the question is, where were we a year ago? Well, as it happened, this week, last year, the biggest story in the world was getting almost no attention in our country. A terrifying new form of the coronavirus was spreading through central China. And from the very first moments of the outbreak, we'll have more detail on this in just a minute. It was clear to many scientists that that virus may have been engineered by the Chinese government and escaped from a lab in Wuhan. Now, if that happened, it would be hugely significant and have tremendous implications for all of us. Yet, for a variety of reasons, the people in charge of this country didn't want to talk about it. They preferred to change the subject. So instead, they told us that the biggest thing on earth happening on January 4, 2020 was the impeachment of Donald Trump. And nothing was more important than removing him from office, by force if necessary. Trump's world historic crime you may remember was a 30-minute-long phone call he'd had with a foreign leader. In that call, Trump suggested there might be something corrupt about Joe Biden's son making $40,000 a month from a Ukrainian energy company despite having no relevant work history in either Ukraine or the energy business. And for saying that, they told us, Trump needed to be taken from the White House. Well, a year later, and this is the interesting part. They're saying pretty much the same thing. They're telling us that Donald Trump must be impeached over a phone call that was tape recorded. The call they're mad about this time took place over the weekend. The president spoke by telephone to the Secretary of State of Georgia for about an hour. They talked about vote counting in Georgia. The president, as you may have heard, believes the election was stolen from him. Georgia's Secretary of State, whose job it is to oversee elections, disagrees. You can listen to the call yourself. It's online and you can make up your own mind about who is right on that question. By the way, if you have time, you ought to do that. It's interesting. But no matter what you conclude about vote counting in Georgia, we're willing to bet that you won't decide Donald Trump's latest phone call is the single most important thing happening in the world right now. Probably not even close. And yet CNN is claiming that it is. Why are they doing that? Well, that's a good question and worth pondering. Maybe they're trying to divert your attention again. But diverted from what? Well, here's one guess. Tomorrow, as we told you, there are two U.S. Senate elections in Georgia. And the outcome of those races will determine who controls the entire U.S. government. If Democrats win both races, and at this point that is entirely possible, according to the polls, it's likely, if that happens, the Democratic Party will run everything. Everything in Washington from top to bottom. And they will be able to do whatever they want. It's hard to remember the last time that more power was at stake in a single day. And if you thought about that long enough, you might decide to get involved. The Democratic Party and its marionettes, the news media would rather you didn't get involved. And so they're encouraging you to think about Trump's phone call instead. Do you notice a theme here? Manipulation maybe. Ignore the details. Don't ask questions. Here's the latest outrage. Take the bait. Get mad about it, dash Trump's phone call in this case, and move on. Write a grouchy Instagram post if you want. But whatever you do, do not think for yourself because once you start doing that, you might not stop. And at some point, you might start asking bigger, more disruptive questions. Questions like how exactly did this guy win more votes than any other presidential candidate in the history of the United States? Seriously, this guy? Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., President-elect of the United States, am I on? Unidentified female, yes, sir. Biden, good evening. Thanks so much for tuning in. No man has a right to raise a hand to a woman in anger other than in self-defense, and that rarely ever occurs. And so we have to just change the culture. Period. and keep punching at it and punching at it and punching at it. Play the radio, make sure that television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts. End video clip. Carlson, so those aren't selectively edited clips. You've seen them before, but you've seen many more like them because that's who he is. And yet, that's the man they're now calling the president-elect. Again, with more votes than any candidate in history. So how did this happen? Was it democracy in action? Did suddenly, after 50 years of uninterrupted mediocrity in Washington, two spectacularly unsuccessful presidential campaigns in which he was rejected resolutely by Democratic primary voters, after all of that, did Americans suddenly decide they wanted to be led by Joe Biden? Still unimpressive, but this time senile. Yes, no, that's not what happened. Not at all. What happened was, the people in charge rigged the game. Joe Biden got his party's nomination for one reason. Because Bernie Sanders turned out to be more popular than anyone expected him to be. And Sanders was an actual threat to the Democratic establishment. He talked about changing tax rates. So they crushed him. And out of nowhere, CNN told us that Sanders was not simply a violent sexist, a danger to women everywhere, news they've hidden from us until then. But he was also, and this was shocking, a Russian asset. So predictably, within days, Bernie Sanders melted away and Joe Biden got the job. No one expected that, least of all, Biden. He looked more confused than ever. But once he was chosen, they knew what to do. Virtually every power center on Earth joined the cause. That included big business, Wall Street, the defense establishment, pharma, the permanent bureaucracy in Washington, and above all Silicon Valley. All of these power centers worked tirelessly from the day Biden got the nomination until the first Tuesday in November to bypass voters and get Joe Biden to the White House. Google changed its famed algorithm to obliterate traffic to websites that criticized Joe Biden. Facebook and Twitter did essentially the same thing. If that's not rigging an election, there's no meaning to that phrase. The people who control the flow of virtually all information in English became unpaid consultants to the Joe Biden for President campaign. And that's not speculation. Here is Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey admitting this under sworn testimony before Congress in October. Begin video clip. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, does Twitter have the ability to influence elections? Jack Dorsey, CEO, Twitter, no. Cruz, you don't believe Twitter has any ability to influence elections? Dorsey, no, we are one part of a spectrum of communication channels that people have. Cruz, so you're testifying to this committee right now that Twitter, when it silences people, when it censors people, when it blocks political speech, that has no impact on elections? Dorsey, people have choice over other communication channels with which. Cruz, not if they don't hear information. End video clip. Carlson, yes, as the CEO of Twitter, we do censor you. But if you don't like it, because markets work, you can go elsewhere. But it doesn't work that way. There's nowhere else to go. Apart from Fox News, pretty much every major media outlet in the United States is beholden to Silicon Valley. Referrals from search engines on social media sites generate revenue that news organizations need to survive. So if you mess with big tech, you die. Those are the new rules. They are unsustainable. You can't have a democracy in a system like that. Because people can't get the information they need to make informed decisions. You bypass the First Amendment. But if Democrats take over the entire federal government tomorrow, that's it. There will be no way to stop it. And in fact, it of course, will accelerate because it benefits a specific political party. So don't think about that. Stop talking about the Georgia election. Donald Trump's phone call is the real story. You'll have plenty of time to think about what happened on Tuesday come Wednesday morning. When Democrats are in charge and there's nothing you can do about it now or ever. Today, and this is another story that's not as important as Donald Trump's phone call over the weekend. Nancy Pelosi, the sitting Speaker of the House, came out in favor of D.C. statehood. Yes, that's plainly unconstitutional. But that's not the point. The point is two more Democrats in the United States Senate, and probably not just two. You add Puerto Rico, and that's four new senators. That's a permanent new majority. That means you have what's called a one-party state, and that means the game is over. That's coming. It's coming at high speed. Just be sure not to think about it. And while you're at it, don't think about the Democratic candidates who are running for the United States Senate in Georgia tomorrow. One of them is a man, we are using the term man lightly here, called John Ossoff. He is 33 years old. He is the living embodiment of unearned privilege, of a dilettante. John Ossoff has done literally not one impressive thing over the entire span of his life. His only real job was several years working for the single dumbest member of the House of Representatives. Other than that, he has done nothing, not one thing. And yet, he could easily win because you haven't been paying attention. The other candidate is called Raphael Warnock, the Reverend Raphael Warnock. And Raphael Warnock, by contrast, has done a lot of things. Here's one of them. This is police body cam footage of Warnock's wife describing what sounds a lot like domestic violence. Begin video clip. Ulendi, ex-wife of Raphael Warnock, this man is running for the United States Senate and all he cares about right now is his reputation. I work at the mayor's office. This is a big problem. I've been trying to be very quiet about the way that he is for the sake of my kids and his reputation. I've tried to keep the way that he acts under wraps for a long time. And today, he crossed the line. So that is what is going on here. And he's a great actor, he is phenomenal at putting on a really good show. End video clip. Carlson, now situations like that are complex domestic situations, as the police calls them, and we don't pretend to know the whole story there. We don't pretend to have all of the context. We do believe that in a democracy, when someone is running for the United States Senate, someone whose presence will tip the balance completely in favor of one party that will then control the entire U.S. government, you probably ought to know that. And the candidate ought to answer questions about it, we should have a discussion about it. It is domestic abuse that's being alleged, after all. So we aired that footage. That was almost 2 weeks ago. And the time since, pretty much no one else has. It's been roundly ignored. Because domestic abuse isn't relevant when powerful Democrats commit it apparently. By the way, what does Raphael Warnock have to do with Donald Trump's phone call? Nothing. So just relax. We'll see you Wednesday. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.